the great senator from the great state of Kentucky, and that's Senator Rand Paul. Senator, how are you? Welcome back to the program, sir.
Hey, Sean. Good to be with you.
I hear you have breaking news today, and you wouldn't even tell us before you came on the air. What's going on?
Well, you know, I haven't really waded into the presidential primary that much. I do support my dad, but I really haven't made a lot of comments about the other candidates. But I'm going to publish an essay tomorrow in the Des Moines Register, and in that I'm going to talk about how I really don't think Newt Gingrich represents what the Tea Party represents. His support for bank bailouts and his support for the individual mandate, I think, just go against a lot of what really got the Tea Party started.
Well, look, I totally, completely understand you taking your dad's side on this. And I've had some fun interviews now with your father, and I took him on about calling me Levin and Limbaugh status. And he
I'm going to have to talk to him about that because I can't believe he said
that.
That's just not right.
I've supported everything that you proposed to cut back on spending. I support the MacPenny plan on top of all of that. I even support your father's idea of cutting $1 trillion up front. If I had my choice, that would be my choice.
Yeah, I think there's actually a lot of areas of agreement, and I think actually we three or the bunch of us would agree a lot more than actually Newt Gingrich has. I mean, what gets me is his traveling around with Nancy Pelosi on cap and trade.
He said it was stupid.
His traveling around with Al Sharpton on education.
I've done debates with Sharpton. Am I stupid?
No, but I'm saying that he traveled around supporting the ideas of Obama's Secretary of Education.
There are a lot of people. Is it because they supported, for example, charter schools and school choice? I don't know what the issue was.
Well, it's really federal control of education. You know, actually, Newt Gingrich was there when they started the Department of Education back when the Reagan Republicans were voting against it. He was sort of more out of the Rockefeller wing that supported federal control. Also, when the gun control bills came up, Brady Bill, Lautenberg, gun control bills, you know, Newt was on the other side of these things. So he's been on both sides of a lot of issues. But really, the big one for me is the bank bailouts. The Tea Party got started because we were criticizing Republicans who voted for the bank bailout. And the fact that not only did he support the bank bailouts, but he was being paid by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, really just isn't going to sit well with a lot of members of the Tea Party.
Look, at the end of the day, I think every candidate has their pluses and minuses. And I have not taken a position on who I support. And frankly, I could live with everybody. I have a big problem with your dad, for example's foreign policy position, which I think is isolationist in many ways. And I think we've got to be active and involved, and we've got to stop Iran from getting nukes. And he and I have had heated discussions. I won't bring you into that, but I just have a fundamental disagreement. Are there weaknesses of every candidate? Absolutely. Are you pointing out Newt? Sure. Does your dad have a good chance to come in first, second, or third in Iowa? I would be shocked if he didn't. So I understand the idea of politics here, and I didn't know this was your breaking news that you wanted to come on and talk about Newt Gingrich. If you would have told me, that's not exactly the breaking news I expected. I thought you were proposing some bill to help us get to a balanced budget or going after the president.
Well, we are doing that as well. I think just the main thing that I'm talking about in the essay that's going to be printed in the Des Moines Register is that we have to be careful that we don't lose our best issues. You know, one of our best issues is opposing Obama on Obamacare. And if he can look back at our candidate and say, well, Newt, or well, Mitt, you supported the individual mandate and we got the idea from you, he diffuses one of our best issues. Same way with the bank bailouts. Really, there is a lot of people in our country, even independents, who are upset about government supporting bankers and supporting institutions and allowing these banks to continue to make money even when they're bankrupt. And that came from the Tea Party movement. But it's hard if our nominee ends up being someone who has supported the bank
bailout.
Look,
one of the things, Senator, that I like about this process is the vetting part of it. And I think that we better vet all of our candidates before people vote on January 3rd and the Iowa caucuses begin. And then we go to New Hampshire and South Carolina and Florida. I think this is healthy. We've got, the Fox News debate is 1 week from today. And I'm sure your dad, who's been very vocal against Newt Gingrich, and now you're going to go out and be very vocal. I think all of this is healthy in the end. I think, you know what, the vetting process is, if you can't handle this, you don't deserve to be president.
Now, oh, it's rough and tumble. Politics
sure
is rough and tumble. I agree with you. And I think it makes all the candidates stronger.
Absolutely.
But we need to point out the weaknesses now, because Obama definitely will be pointing out the weaknesses once he gets to them.
Listen, for example, a lot of people, I'm sick of asking Mitt Romney about Romney Care. I know his answer at this point. Critics want to say that Newt, when he was Speaker, never had an unspoken thought. He was never disciplined. He took different and varying positions, and Romney's taken varying positions. You know what? I think all of that is healthy. But I also am listening and to what they're saying, where they want to take the country now, and I'm also looking at their entire track record. Now, I think what Newt did also as Speaker, to be fair to him, was phenomenal for the country. I think when we had welfare reform, when we took deficits and turned them into surpluses, I think the contract with America, I think all of those things were great. And I think he was a great revolutionary that helped bring the Republicans to power for the first time in 40 years. So, you know, I think, you know, I look at your father. I love your father's economic policy. I can't stand his foreign policy. But I think your father's a good man. And I think, you know, so every one of these candidates for me has weaknesses. Every one.
I think you're right, and I think what we do is we sort through this, and also some of the differences on foreign policy I think may not be as much as you think they are, because a lot of what he talks about is simply having a constitutional foreign policy, that we declare war, that we have checks and balances between Congress and the President. And I think some of his, if it were more fully stated, there might not be as much disagreement as some think.
Yeah, but he was critical of Bush not declaring war when, in fact, Bush got the authorization for the use of force. And I've read the Constitution, as I know you have. Nowhere in there does it say that you must get specific wording. I think an authorization of use of force is a declaration of war. Well, why otherwise would we be using force if we weren't in conflict with somebody?
Yeah, and we've even gotten one step below that now. We don't even do that anymore, in the sense that the president took us into Libya without any vote of Congress. In fact, the only vote we had in Congress was against what the president wanted to do in Libya.
And then he pawned it off on NATO, and we're 65% of NATO. I mean, it was deceptive at best.
One of the interesting things is during the bank bailout, when we passed the TARP money and we sent that money around the world, some of that money actually ended up in Gaddafi's central bank, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. So are you going to be on the ground in Iowa next week? Because we're going to be there for the debate.
Yes, I'm going to be on, I'll be there right after the new year, the last couple of days before the election, and I will probably go around and speak to some of the caucuses.
No, this is a really sneaky ploy, Senator, and I love you to death, and we've become really good friends, but saying, oh, I've got breaking news, and the breaking news is you're writing a letter in support of your father in the Des Moines Register is not exactly breaking news.
That's not news? See, I thought I would really shock you.
No, it's not news at all, and you just basically got a free commercial to trash your dad's opponents, which we, you know, I'm going to support who the nominee is. That's my decision. I made a decision, Senator, because I want to serve this audience, and I really decided that I'm just going to provide as much airtime to the candidates as possible. I've asked Newt about all the issues that you've mentioned. Every one of these questions I've asked him about his personal life, about Nancy Pelosi, about TARP, about every single one of these questions. And I've asked your father about foreign policy, and I've asked Romney about Romney Care and shifting positions. So I feel like we've done a pretty good job of getting the candidates' messages out there. Your father, by the way, is the hardest of anybody to book. He doesn't like to come on with me that much.
Well, you know, I will talk to him for you.
So he sends you to do his bidding because he knows that I'm closer to you than him.
Yeah, but the interesting thing I think about it is I really think that the differences are more than we actually think they are, even on foreign policy, because, you know, my dad really does feel that the number one thing that the federal government does is national defense, because really they're not supposed to do much else up here. So he would have a strong national defense. He just believes in a more mobile military and less large-scale land wars, mm-hmm. and a way to fight terrorism in a more targeted fashion, as opposed to, you know, large 100,000 troops here and 100,000 troops there.
Look, it's going to get fascinating. Your dad is coming out guns a-blazing. Oh, that's right. We're not allowed to use those analogies in Obama's world anymore. He's going to come out guns blazing, and him and Newt are going to have a fiery debate, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, no, I think it's been good because, see, we wanted to debate Donald Trump, but now it looks like Donald Trump's not going to
run. Yeah, by the way, your father should run. Your father should go to that debate. Why not?
Well, I think the thing is that, you know, Donald's kind of made some decisions already. I think he's a little bit predisposed not to like Ron Paul. So I think it might not be the best thing. Plus, the thing is I do see the news anchors at Fox News and at the other stations as journalists. I do see you in a different category.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host. I know what I am.
Yeah, I know, but I do see it as a different category, and the people that have been hosting the debates really, I think, have been journalists, you know.
Oh, no, no, I think so, but I think you're going to be surprised. I know Trump pretty well, and I think he's going to... exceed everybody's expectations and be very professional. I don't think he'll take this lightly. His book is actually very good. It just came out this week and I interviewed him, and I think he's got a lot of good points about how to make the country stronger. Knowing you as well as I do, I think you're going to agree with a lot of them. I think your dad would agree with a lot of them. Not everyone, but a lot of them.
I'll definitely take a look, and I'm not sure the debate's going to happen, though. You think they'll do it with only half the candidates?
I absolutely am certain they'll do it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? I think it'll be viewed by a lot of people, and I think your dad giving up that airtime, he's nuts. I think he should go, and it would be an opportunity for him and Gingrich to really go at it instead of having you as a surrogate call my program under false pretenses.
Oh, now, we were honest, Sean.
You said you had breaking news.
We sent stuff to you saying what we wanted to announce. But anyway,
Linda, did he tell us what they specifically said they wouldn't tell us? She's telling me.
Oh, no, we sent a copy of what we're writing tomorrow to you. But anyway, so I don't want anybody to think otherwise, because we did send you a copy of the essay.
But I was told that you had breaking news, and you supporting your dad. And by the way, it's the most clever thing that any campaign has ever done, and I got to give you props for that. It's really good.
I have one question for you, though, Sean. At the end of the Donald Trump debate, is he going to say
no, he's
fired?
Not going to say you're fired. You know, everybody's a Weisenheimer these days. But listen, on a serious note, Senator, getting to know you has been a great pleasure. I know you're fighting for everybody out there. And I do have a problem with your dad's foreign policy. But you know what? I know that his heart is in the right place. And this is a healthy thing that this country's going through, because we do need the strongest candidate to defeat Obama. I can't imagine four more years of this. We can't afford it, and I don't think we'll survive it.
And so, it shouldn't be a foregone conclusion that we're going to win. It seems like
the
country is going in our direction, but the president's formidable. He's going to raise a lot of money. He's clever, and you know, you don't know what the future holds in the next year or so. But
absolutely,
I know people, every day I talk to businessmen who say they're not investing and they're not hiring. They're waiting till November to see whether their business will have a chance of thriving again. And if not, they're conserving their resources to try to withstand if they should have to withstand another 4 years of this president.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's frightening. Between that and the euro collapsing, it's getting really scary out there. And I don't know what's going to happen. I would think, if anything, Europe might be able to buy a little time, but that's a best-case scenario. And I think it might collapse much faster than people think.
We had an advisor come in from New York City to talk to the caucus the other day, a financial guy, and he says his opinion was it was a virtual fait accompli that there's going to be recession in Europe, that it's headed this way, and that it's almost an unavoidable crisis coming our way unless we really reform our ways, unless we change. But we've got to wake up to the danger, the imminent danger that's coming our way.
Yeah, no, it's coming, it's real, it could be dramatic. I mean, if the euro collapses, I got to assume a best-case scenario is they slip into a near depression, if not a full-blown depression. It could even turn into worse than that, which would be a collapse. And the fact that whatever happens there will impact the U.S. economy, that's just a fact.
Well, and the thing is with panic, it's not mathematical. Things don't add up. You get 2 + 2 = 1,000,000 in a panic.
Yep.
And we need to be prepared, because in 2008, we weren't prepared. The big government people won the battle and said, we're going to bail out all the banks. And it was a big mistake. We still went through a recession. But a lot of people who should have suffered bankruptcy ended up getting multimillion-dollar bonuses the very next year.
Yeah. All right. Rand Paul, breaking news. He's supporting his father.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks. So that is the sneakiest thing that anyone's ever done, but I kind of admire you. That was really good.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you out in Iowa. Good to talk to you, Senator.
Will do.
All right. Toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want. Now, Linda, didn't they say to us that they wanted a break news on the program? Isn't that? They said they wouldn't tell you what it was.
Correct.
I got to give them credit. I'm breaking news. I hate the other guys, and I like my dad. That was, you got to give him credit for that one. But he's a good guy. I like Rand a lot.